This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Nearly 300 women from North America are in Dallas for the United Way Women's Leadership Summit. They're discussing a range of topics, such as making the organization more diverse, embracing new technology, and tackling human trafficking. 3 weeks ago, United Way of Metropolitan Dallas celebrated its 90th anniversary by asking for a little help from its friends. At AT&T Stadium that night, Blake Shelton and Usher covered the Beatles' classic. The idea was to introduce United Way to people who weren't all that familiar with it. One tactic, a new website focused on the group's mission and how to get involved. Jennifer Sampson, president and CEO of the Dallas United Way, says becoming more digitally accessible is a top goal. That was also the message at today's summit.
We'll be using this digital strategy to create community conversations over the course of the next year where people can talk about loving where they live. How can they do something in small but significant ways to make home, their home, North Texas, the best place for all of us to live, work, and raise families?
Sampson says using social media is key to get United Way's message out. One idea?
Community over coffee, where we encourage people to, instead of, you know, buying their large latte every month or every week or every day, to instead give that money to a cause that they care about.
The Women's Leadership Council is a network of more than 60,000 women in six countries and 155 communities. This year, the group's legislative priority is human trafficking. Selecting causes like that is why having female leaders and more diversity is important, says Anita Garrett. She's from South Carolina and is on the council's national board.
Traditionally, when we think of philanthropy, originally it was a lot of old white males that were controlling dollars or thought to be the ones who had access to resources.
The Women's Council has helped change old traditions. In the past 12 years, the group has raised more than $1 billion.
By looking at that through a diverse lens, we're able to leverage more of the fundraising efforts in a community and really also educate and empower women to advocate for issues that are important to them.
After all, they control most families' purse strings. United Way says women make 83% of all consumer purchases. Stella Chavez, KERA News.